It's been almost a year since the Republican tax bill passed, and many accountants are still trying to figure out how to advise their clients. Even with 6 weeks or so until the end of the year, they say there's still time for most taxpayers to make any needed changes. Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus has the story from Denver.
For accountant Tricia O'Connor, the timing of the tax bill was awful. It was days before the end of the year. And so a few weeks later, clients were wondering how the changes would affect them.
They don't pass legislation and download it into me like I'm a cyborg. I have to learn it.
O'Connor's been a CPA for decades in Denver, and she says one thing that struck her about the new tax law is how radically different every individual's situation is. There are few common denominators for particular groups of workers or businesses. The new law is complex, and O'Connor says many of her older CPA friends have decided to quit.
They decided that it wasn't worth it to learn the new tax code for somewhere between 3 and 5 years worth of practicing.
That's part of the reason it's getting harder to find CPAs to prepare taxes outside of the big chains like H&R Block. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is the most significant rewrite of the tax code since the 1980s. It broadly lowered taxes on corporations and individuals, but the bill was fast-tracked through Congress, and so the IRS has had the hard work of interpreting and filling in the details. For CPAs, that makes advising clients a challenge.
We are, what, 10 months in now? We're still learning about the Section 199A and how to put it into practice.
She's referring to the qualified business income deduction, which is essentially a 20% tax cut for some. The devil, of course, is in the details. It favors certain professions over others. Sorry, lawyers and accountants. Hooray, engineers and architects. But it's still not totally clear what counts as qualified income. What if you have multiple businesses?
The need for guidance is immense.
That's Ed Carl with the American Institute of CPAs. He says when he worked preparing taxes, it took years to figure out all the details of the 1980s tax bill. Carl agrees that many older CPAs are calling it quits rather than learn a brand new tax code. But he says that opens doors for others.
Because it's new and there aren't noted experts yet, so there are huge opportunities.
People probably think I'm crazy, but I think it's really fun.
Mary Gallagher's a Denver accountant who was able to take on new clients because an older CPA she knows retired after the new law passed. As she pored over the details of the new code, she noticed something. This could be bad for charities. The standard deduction is higher, which means many individuals will no longer benefit from itemizing deductions, and therefore won't get a tax benefit for donating to charity.
I hate to see the charities suffer, but I don't know how many people make charitable contributions because they're going to get a deduction and how many people just do it because they believe in the charity. So hopefully the charities won't be hurt as much.
So charities may get more money 1 year and none the next, depending on changes to the individual's income and whether they itemize. There's one other issue keeping accountants up at night. Many taxpayers could end up owing the IRS more money in April than they realize.
We have 6 months before your tax bill is due. You've got 6 months to be made aware of the fact you might have a tax bill coming.
Again, Tricia O'Connor. She says because of changes to withholding tables, many people are seeing their tax cut in a small increase to each paycheck. That means they may end up owing or not getting as big a refund as usual.
You're expecting a refund because in your mind, this tax legislation has been sold that it's tax savings. What you didn't connect with was you've been getting it all year long. You didn't pay attention to the fact that your net check was just higher. And now we're going to hand you a tax bill and everyone's going to be surprised.
She's done the math and many of her clients will probably end up owing more than they realized. For some big clients, that's tens of thousands of dollars more. Either way, O'Connell says there's still time to prepare yourself. Even if the CPAs may not have all the answers right now. For Here and Now, I'm Ben Marcus in Denver.